good evening, and welcome to Radio Rumpus Room for this week. My name is Jean.
My name, legally and otherwise, remains Ron. And you, extra legal grouping that you are, and I can tell by looking at you that you are the highly valued and gifted Radio Rumpus Room listenership. Thanks very much for tuning in here, Radio Rumpus Room and KFAI, this pretty nice November Friday evening here, and we're enjoying here in the Twin Cities, and I'm enjoying it right now in Minneapolis. I can't really say I'm enjoying it in St. Paul, but I don't have to go too far, Jean.
No, you don't.
To enjoy it in St. Paul, and we just heard from some friends of ours in St. Paul, as a matter of fact, and they sound like they're doing fine. So we're looking forward to hearing from them later on in the show. But a lot of good stuff coming up. We got a lot of good music to play here. We're going to be talking to. We got a show coming up. The 99ers, Trashmen, Neanderthals, and such. We'll be talking to Steve from the 99ers a little later on. And a little later yet, I do believe we're going to have Mr. Davey Allen, the King of Fuzz, will be here in the Radio Rumpus Room Garage to talk to us about the show he's putting on as well over there at the Turf Club tomorrow night. We just heard a band, local band here, that is playing tonight at the Hexagon Bar.
The Nightingales.
That's right. Name of the song is...
Damaged.
Damaged. Off their No Looking Back album, CD, really a good one. And they are playing tonight at the Hexagon Bar, I do believe there. And they're playing, let's see, with, I jotted this down somewhere. I forget where I have it here. With Buffalo, Communist Daughter, and I'm spacing out on the other band that's headlining. But they're playing third. They'll be in about 11:30, Nightingale. So we've caught them over at the Hexagon before. Great band. Moves around a little bit, just like the way we like it, in genres and on stage. Not a small band.
No.
Pretty good-sized one.
Mm-hmm.
So you check that out. And sound like a good old time at the Hexagon Bar. And as always, Gene.
There's no cover.
The price is right. In the land of the free, that means something.
Yeah.
So, hey, get back and talk to you soon enough here. Right now, we're going to get into some music.
That's right. Right now, we're going to hear Laurette Velvet and her version of 20th Century Boy right here on Radio Rumpus Room.
We'll be right back. When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Looking for a kiss. Well, won't you tell me why those kids are moving so slow? Is it that they just don't have a place to go? When the day starts breaking, the sun is gonna shine. It's hard to sleep if I'm in time. And all the old ladies, they're all on their way to church. You go to church. I'm looking for a kiss. Just looking for a kiss. Just looking for a
All right, we just heard from Detroit's The Gorries with Nitroglycerin from their 1990 album, I Know You Fine, But How You Doin', produced by Alex Chilton. Before that, the New York Dolls from 1973, Looking for a Kiss. Started off with Laurette Velvet and her version of Mark Bolan's song 20th Century Boy from her album Rude Angel from 2000.
And a fine song it is, Gene. Much appreciated here by me on the show we like to call Radio Rumpus Room. Radio Rumpus Room has been around here for, I really do hate to say it, over 15 years. 15 and change.
And that's just in this iteration.
That's right. Not in the hillbilly to hardcore version that you did for a couple years before that.
Yeah.
Before they forced you to put me on the air. What a sad situation that is.
Yeah.
It's like the Obama administration. Dictating.
What?
You will not amputate that leg. Remove that appendix. Cap that incisor. It's all the health care issues, Gene.
Oh, I see.
Intrusion. Ow, that hurt.
Yeah. You want to have a health care issue now? You're looking for one.
Hey, on a whatever, let's say we had three or four what we might call normal, I'm being rather loose with that term, Brady Rumpus Rooms in a row, divide them by four, what would we find that we would have played in the main, in the way of a genre or multiple genres thereof, Gene?
Surf, hot rod, 60s garage, alternative and traditional country, hillbilly, rockabilly, primal pop, primitive rock and roll, a touch of psychedelic.
I like the word that you said, psychedelic, but I think you should have said psychedelic, since Mr. Davey Allen's coming on the show a little later on in the evening. We're going to talk a little bit, talk about his he's got a new album out called Retrophonic, and he's got a lot of old stuff that's near and dear to us, going back to 1964.
Yeah.
And, of course, 1967. As Dave Dudley kicked off the whole 60s truck driving genre with 6 Days on the Road, was it not Mr. Davey Allen with his Arrows kicked off the whole, well, and owned the whole bikesploitation soundtrack biz?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wild Angels, Devil's Angels, Glory Stompers, Born Losers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He'll be here chatting with us on the Radio Rumpus Room.
Yeah.
And coming up real soon, Mr. Steve Shannon from the Mean Streets, St. Paul, down on the other end, Grand Avenue. I say the other end because I'm in Minneapolis. The other end, the Grand Avenue. Right before you get to the Hill Country, Gene, overlooking the river. Here to talk about the 99ers, who have a brand new album coming out. We've been playing it the last several weeks. They're playing, kicking off the whole Shindig Spin Out Records showcase with the Trashmen, Davey Allen, Neanderthals, and 99ers tomorrow night at the Turf Club. So we'll be talking to Steve Shannon very soon, right after the set, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
According to my plan.
That's right. We're going to have a brief message, and then we'll be back with the music.
KFAI is supported in part by Southside Pride Newspaper, delivering 48,000 copies door-to-door at coffee shops and area businesses each month in the Phillips, Powderhorn, Nokomis, and Riverside neighborhoods of South Minneapolis. Locally owned and operated for 18 years. More information is available at southsidepride.com.
All right. This here gal, they've called her the Rockabilly Philly for a good while. She was one of the, I don't know, if you wanted to call it Rockabilly Revival and such. She's been in punk bands all over the place. Her name is Rosie Flores. She's living down in Austin, Texas right now. And here she's covering a great Buck Owens song called Your Favorite Tubular Meat.
That would be Hot Dog here on Radio Rumpus Room.
Red Hots. Hey, get your Red Hots here.
Well, my baby works at a hot dog stand, making him hot dogs as fast as they can. Up steps the captain, always don't be slow. Get
got a crush on Carthy Jones, but I know how she likes her hot dog.
Ketchup and relish?
No, no.
How about chili and onion?
No, no.
With a pickle in the middle and a mustard on top.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all of the chicks have been hanging around trying to get my baby to put me down. He either goes here, he either goes there. Maybe that's the way that he combs his hair.
Hot dog!
He's my baby.
Hot dog!
Drives me crazy.
Hot dog!
I don't mean maybe. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand.
Hot dog!
He's my baby.
Hot dog!
Drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah, the Fleshstones. You know, they're pretty quiet, unassuming guys. Push-Up Man, off their album Beachhead on Yup Rock label back in 2005. Not too long ago, Gene. Not too long ago at all. And the henchman from Detroit City did Shimmy Shake Like a Little Schoolgirl off their Three Times Infinity album on the fabulous Norton label. Started off with Rosie Flores, who we saw do a great show, Drenched by Rain, stopped like three or four times at the, what do they call that, the bazaar?
The International Bazaar.
At the Minnesota State Fair. She did a great cover of Buck Owens' song Hot Dog off her Speed of Sound album about 8 years ago. She has a brand new one, by the way, playing with the Pine Valley Cosmonauts on the
really?
Bloodshot label.
Oh.
So I think maybe in the next couple weeks we'll be playing that for you as well. And stay tuned for that. She always does a great job. Hey, you got anything like consequential that we need to deal with right here?
Actually, a couple short messages, yes.
Let's do it then.
KFEI's St. Paul translator is currently undergoing repairs. Because of this, listeners may experience poor reception from the 106.7 FM signal. KFAI is working to have these repairs completed as soon as possible. In the meantime, you can still listen to KFAI at 90.3 FM and on KFAI.org.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored in part by Rice Street Music Memorabilia, 2768 Rice Street in St. Paul, offering a variety of new and used CDs and high-definition vinyl, including early rock and roll, soul, R&B, country, folk, and jazz music. More information at 651-756-7027 or ricestreetmusic.com.
Yeah, you know, that St. Paul translator, we've been trying for months to get that thing replaced. It's like there is literally one place in the country that manufactures the translator, the main part that we need. Everything's ready. It's ready to plug into the rack. Antenna, everything's up there. All the wiring done, just ready for that part. And they've been delaying us, jacking us around. So we're hoping to get that in there so our fine listeners in St. Paul can enjoy shows like Radio Rumpus Room. Enjoy.
Scare quotes.
Like everyone else in the known universe or some portions of Minneapolis. Hey, we're going to talk right now to coming up right soon here, Mr. Davey Allen, and visiting us here in the Radio Rumpus and Garage. But another fine guitarist in his own right, although he would probably blanches at the idea when I say the word. But indeed, he does carry guitar, so that makes him one of them. Mr. Steve Shannon of the St. Paul band, the 99ers, and I hope we have him on the phone here, Gene.
Let's see.
Hey, hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, thank goodness. The technology of the Radio Rumpus Room.
Yeah.
It does work. It does work. I was a little worried because, you know, we have to string those wires across the Lake Street Bridge, across the Mississippi, and it's kind of like that. Did you ever see the movie The Bridge at Remagen?
Yeah.
You know, how those wires kind of hanging out there, and that's how it is. That's how it is. We have to protect our signal to St. Paul every single Friday, because there are people on the other side who try to cut those wires.
Well, and we know to Minneapolitans, St. Paul is a third world country anyway, so.
that's right, and that's why we embrace the 99ers and all St. Paul bands as those plucky few carrying on the good fight against the oppressive Minneapolitan
right.
corporations. Hey, so Steve, we're talking to you because you're playing a gig. Actually, it's kind of it's a return of a great show that took place almost 1 year ago today at the Turf Club in St. Paul, and you're playing with Davey Allen and the Arrows, the Neanderthals, and the Trashmen as part of a spin-out record showcase, and it has especially a heady significance for you. And why don't you tell our listeners why that is?
Well, our second spin-out record CD, it's the CD release party for that, so that's one reason why it's special for us. But, you know, to play with those bands is special anyway. I would be there as a fan if I wasn't there as one of the performers. And we had such a great time last year. My only fear is that nothing could top last year, but we'll give it our best shot to contribute to the evening's proceedings.
Well, you got a bunch of new songs to bring to bear too, do you not?
Yes. Yeah, we have 18 tracks on the new CD.
What do you 13... call it? Does this one have a name?
It's called And Then There Was Surf.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And we have 13 originals and 5 covers. And we're really pleased with it.
So you got the, I suppose you got your set list worked out?
Yeah.
You're not going to, like, wing it for us, are you?
No, no.
T.A.G.
We're just going to be playing things off the first and second album. We know that most people are there to see the other bands, so we will, we'll race through our set so that we can watch them as well. So make sure if you want to see us, you're right there at 9 o'clock.
We recommend to everyone that they get there early. Now last year the show sold out, so there were unfortunate people who did not take us at our word when we said get there early, get your tickets ahead of time and such, but which you can still do, I think, if you get online at indieticket.web or something. It's on the turfclub.net website. It'll point you there. But it must be quite a trip for you to be able to share a stage with actual cavemen, surfing birds, and
yeah,
and the king and King Fuzz himself.
I mean, it's really is slightly unreal, and it's obviously a fan's dream to be able to do this. And the sound at the Turf is so great, so that whether you're on the stage or in the audience, it has, I think, one of the best rooms sonically in the Twin Cities. It's slightly strange, actually, to be sharing the bill with these guys. And it makes me feel like an imposter. But since Spin Out Records signed us, I guess they think we're decent enough to do this.
Well, I guess you fooled them twice.
Yeah.
You can fool them once, but to do it twice, you must be pulling some kind of Svengali act or something. Yes. On them there. So, well, congratulations on that, Steve. I really enjoyed seeing you folks down there last year, and the sound was great. And I think to see and following you up with a band like the Neanderthals, when you can see four guaranteed DNA guaranteed Neanderthals playing on stage there with in front of, well, at the Turf Club, it looks like giant concrete flying saucers hovering above them. It was kind of like a scene left in the cutting room floor from 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Yeah,
So we're looking forward to that a lot, you know. Hey, well, we're gonna play a track off your brand new album, And Then There Was Surf. And I picked one of my favorites here. It's called Wahine's Got a Ride, and I like that song because it's got some pretty complex vocals going on for an old punk surf band in St. Paul. Were you kind of listening to a little? Was that your Brian Wilson influences starting to bubble to the top, or what?
Yeah, well, that's the kind of Brian Wilson, Phil Spector touches there. But you know, real punk bands like The Clash were never constrained by the formula, and were always trying to develop and change and assimilate new influences. So we like this track because it is a bit different from the other ones, and we'll be doing it tomorrow night.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
you know, shake that new your current bass player down.
We have a great new bass player, Chris Cave, who is just full of energy and really drives the band. So we are so thankful for Craigslist that we found this guy.
Well, it could have gone a different way. Going to how Craigslist is, you know, you never know. He could have broken into your house and stolen your Christmas tree.
Yeah, well, he may do that anyway. But
he's a bass player.
He's a good bass player, yeah.
Well, hey, Steve, hang with me here, and I'll talk to you after this. But we're going to move right into the track off of your 99ers second album on Spinout, And Then There Was Surf. Name of the track, Wahine's Got a Ride. You'll be hearing it tomorrow night if you're smart enough to make it to the Turf Club or to listen to it here on Radio Rumpus Room.
Supernova, 'cause when the surf's up, Wahine's got a ride. We'll be right back.
bring us back from those. No, not your faux cavemen like Cro-Magnon. No, actual, guaranteed Neanderthals. And when you see them play, you'll know the real true definition of primitive rock and roll. That was Neanderthals doing Too Many Nights in a Gin Mill off the latest Menace to the Human Race on the Spinout label, your guest label for tomorrow night, the Turf Club there. And the story is that they were left over from one of the ice ages. They were up in the Adirondacks or north upstate New York. I forgot the left my National Geographic article on them. But anyway, so the anthropologist thawed them out, but then he was kind of a lush himself and just played like early rock and roll and rockabilly, and that's where they got their unhealthy fixations on this kind of stuff. The Neanderthals, tomorrow night, the Trashmen, of which, as we always, Gene, on first reference, genuflect here on Radio Rumpus and Garage, covered the Ventures' Walk, Don't Run. That was off of Bird Call, Twin City Stomp of the Trashmen. That was actually recorded for the Surf and Bird album, but it never made it onto any album until that very reissue on the Sundays label. Started off with the 99ers from St. Paul, Minnesota. Wahine's Gotta Ride with Steve Shannon and Molly Holly trading vocals on that, doing that kind of Brian Wilson, not quite Spectorian, but as far as Minnesota hillbilly punk surf vocal bands go, probably the equivalent of a Spectorian wall of sound.
Yes, I'd say so.
Until their version of St. Paul's a Lonely Town comes on. Yeah. This will have to do. All three bands playing tomorrow night at the Turf Club for the Spin Out Records Showcase. A reprise, but plus. It's now. It's not memory.
It's now.
It's future.
Yes.
Soon to be present.
Immediate future.
And we'll be talking in about 10, 12 minutes here with Mr. Davey Allen, the King of Fuzz, here in the Radio Rumpus and Garage. So he'll also be there tomorrow night. And that's why we're playing it up, because, I mean, it doesn't get a bill for Radio Rumpus Room. I'm sorry. I hate to be pushing it. It doesn't get better than that.
No, it doesn't. All right. And, well, hey, I think we'll play a little more music here. Going to hear a couple versions of Tobacco Road, starting off with Jefferson Airplane's version.
I was born in a dump. back to Tobacco Road. Tobacco Road, 'cause it's home. The only life I ever known, yeah. And the Lord knows I love Tobacco Road. Tobacco Road, yeah, yeah.
In a lump, Mama died and my daddy got drunk, and they left me here just to die or grow up in the middle of Tobacco Road. I grew up in a rusty shack, all I owned was a hanging on my back. Only Lord knows how I loathe this place called Tobacco Road. But it's home. The only life I ever, ever, ever knew. But the Lord knows how I loathe Tobacco Road. Gonna leave it, get me a job, with the help and the grace of God. I'm gonna save my money, get rich I know, bring it back to Tobacco Road. Bring dynamite and a crane, I'm gonna blow it up and start all over again. I'm gonna build a town, be proud to show, keep the name Tobacco Road, 'cause it's home. The only life I've ever, ever, ever known. I despise you 'cause you're filthy, but I love you 'cause you're home. Hold your home. We'll be right back.
KFAI is a co-sponsor of the Midwest Mountaineering Fall Outdoor Adventure Expo. The Outdoor Adventure Expo begins at 4 p.m. on Friday, November 20th, and runs through Sunday, November 22nd. Featuring 70 exhibitors, more than 100 presentations on outdoor activities and equipment, and the KFAI record sale, the Outdoor Adventure Expo takes place at Midwest Mountaineering, located at 309 Cedar Avenue on the West Bank. More information can be found at KFAI.org or OutdoorAdventureExpo.com.
And you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Radio without boundaries. Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota.
Hey, listen to Radio Rumpus here. My name is Ron. That person over there who is making noise as well?
Gene.
There we go. And, you know, for reasons which we cannot explain, Radio Rumpus, along with all the rest of the shows here on KFAI, all like 85 of them, remains archived for 2 weeks after initial broadcast. Why is that, Gene?
Because it's too hard to excise Radio Rumpus Room from the rest of them.
There we go. Thank goodness for just lazy behavior. Well, hey, we're going to be bringing the King of Fuzz, Davey Allen, on the air here in just about 3 minutes here. But first, we're going to play, actually, I should say who we just played. We played 20 Miles, yeah. that band with Donovan and Judah Bauer, who was a guy in John Spencer's band. Junkyard is the name of that, from the album R.L. Boyce, Other Turner, Fife and Drum Spam. Say that 26 times. Mm-hmm. Clarence Gatemouth Brown with the original guy who wrote this song, John D. Loudermilk, did Tobacco Road off A Long Way Home, recorded 1995. Jefferson Airplane, Tobacco Road off their very first album, 1966. Jefferson Airplane takes off, baby. They had to dress him up so you kind of get the airplane takes off, flying references. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They weren't as worldly as we are these days, Gene. On Radio Rumpus Room. Hey, here's a track from a guy. I could have played 30 different tracks. Why I picked this one, I don't know. And Davey Allen is right shaking his head right now, but I'm playing Devil's Angels title track off the soundtrack LP of the same name. About 1967, you can bet that's probably a pretty safe guess. Anyway, Davey Allen and the Arrows, Devil's Angels, coming at you. Look out. Hey, if you don't like his driving, stay off the sidewalk. Radio Rumpus Room. All right, and we're back here, and Gene, I think we want to move up Mr. Allen's microphone up a little bit.
All right,
there we go.
Closer or something?
No, that's good. The light wasn't on. So,
okay.
Of course, in Radio Rumpus Room, I couldn't tell if it was just the light was malfunctioning or not. We just heard a title track off of the Devil's Angels album soundtrack, and from Mr. Davey Allen, and indeed, Indeed, the sonorous voice you hear, no, is not mine, is not Gene. It is Mr. Davey Allen himself. Davey, welcome to the Randy Rumpelson Garage.
Thank you, Ron. I'm glad to be here. I flew in, you know, just for this.
I tell you, that is the power of Randy Rumpus Room.
Well, I might stick around and play tomorrow night at the Turf Club. What the heck?
Oh, man, that'd be great. That'd be great. Do they know it yet? Well, you are playing with that Spinout Records showcase over there.
Yeah, I had two albums on the label. The new album I released myself, which was probably a blunder, but I had to do it.
That's the Retrophonic.
Yes, yes.
On the what is that? The Aerodynamic.
That's it. That's the new label.
Yeah. There we go. And it's a great one. We're going to be playing some tracks off of that in a little bit here.
All right,
and
great.
So tell us about that album. What is you got to there? What's going on in there?
Well, part of it was I got this idea of taking a couple of things that had never come out before from 1965, 66, and 67, and a few other things that had never been released. And then half of it is all brand new stuff, featuring Sam Boley on bass. He's Dick Dale's bass player. And Dusty Watson, who used to be Dick Dale's drummer. And one of the tunes, I don't know if you read the liner notes, is a vocal. The lead vocalist is Wayne Allwine doing Will You Love Me Tomorrow? And he, 10 years later, after being in Arrow, he became the third official voice of Mickey Mouse for 32 years.
I saw that. That's a long time.
Yeah, he was the longest Mickey Mouse. There was only three, you know, and Walt Disney was first. But after I had been putting this album together, I found out he had passed away in this past May. So I've been kind of sad about that for quite a while now. But I'm in touch with his wife, and that's another great story. His wife, her name is Russi Taylor, and she's the voice of Minnie Mouse.
Kind of a family thing, huh?
Yeah, isn't that wild? Mickey and Minnie actually got married a few years ago.
I know that some folks are kind of worried about, you know, that whole shacking up bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Daisy and Donald have to do something about that too.
So they still is there a need for Mickey Mouse vocalizing?
Well, he for 32 years he every time you heard Mickey Mouse, whether it was at Disneyland or Walt Disney World, he was the voice.
That's
cartoons, you name it. Yeah,
that's a good gig.
Great guy too. I miss him terribly. Yeah.
Well, you got a couple guest vocalists on there. You got about 15 tracks, and there's like four or five vocal tracks on there.
Mm-hmm. I did two of them. Yeah, a country thing. I don't know if you want to play that here, though. Kind of off the wall.
We might just do that. That's yeah. I mean, I think folks certainly. I mean, what we know you for is your instrumentals and stuff. But we've seen on some of your more recent albums, you're getting out there and doing some vocals as well.
Yeah, there was two vocals I did on the Christmas album last year, mm-hmm. or the year before actually. So I try to sneak them in once in a while.
That's right. You don't have any prejudice against vocals then.
No, it's just people want to hear the guitar, I guess.
Silly people.
I don't understand it.
Well, hey, let's hear a few tracks off of the brand new album Retrophonic. We're going to hear I think we'll start with Uprising. That's one that really grabbed my ears. And we're talking to Mr. Davey Allen of Davey Allen and the Arrows. And here in town for the Turf Club show tomorrow night, Saturday, at the Spinouts Records Showcase. Davey Allen and the Arrows, Uprising, here in Randy Rumpus Room. All right, welcome back to Radio Rumpus Room here. We just heard Davey Allen and the Arrows doing Heavenly Blues off of Davey's brand new album, Retrophonic. Preceded that by track Uprising of the album of the same name. We got Mr. Davey Allen here, the as many will say, the King of Fuzz, or the King of the Fuzzrite Guitar, which he laughs at, but we'll find out why that is. We'll find out why that is. Perhaps okay. He's a self-effacing man. Mr. Davey Allen with us right here. Hey, Davey.
Thank you, Ron. If that tune sounded familiar and it sounded like a ripoff of Blues Theme, well, it was. I did it on purpose.
You weren't going to try to pull one off on us here.
No, I changed a couple of notes and gave it a new title, Heavenly Blues, which is Peter Fonda's name in the movie The Wild Angels.
Sure.
So there you go on that. And the motorcycle was real, but I don't know where it came from.
It wasn't one of these... It wasn't like one of these 60s things where they pull up the Volkswagen for like the Gary Usher thing and pop, 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 pop.
Oh, no. No.
In the world we live in today, we need reality. So there we go. Well, tell us about what prompted the new album?
Oh, I had been wanting to get in and I wanted to record with Sam and Dusty, because I feel that they're two of the best guys out there. And I just put together, I think they recorded 9 tunes with me. And then I found some old things I hadn't released yet, and some reworkings of this and that. And I just kind of put it together. Some people think the country thing doesn't fit, but I don't know. I just wanted to show a little different styles on this album.
Let's see if we can get to that before the show is over here, because I think it's kind of it is interesting to hear the vocals and such on there as well. Gives it a little more of a texture, mm-hmm. as we professionals like to say. but we're talking to Davey Allen, who was secured his space in the pantheon of rock guitarists and such with his series of soundtracks for. I guess Tower Records, Wild Angels, Devil's Angels, Glory Stompers, The Born Losers. Some people have likened him to people who don't know any better and have to find other names to attach it to. Would say like combination of Link Wray, Dick Dale, and Henry Mancini.
Yeah, well, I love that. That was such a great line from that writer. Oh my gosh,
that's
his name was Dan Epstein.
I think, right. I don't think he was. I don't think he was far off the mark there. You know, that felt good to me, and I did dig up something from Phil Dirt, who is the instrumental grand poobah who dearly loves some such and really hates an awful lot of stuff, but he dearly loves Davey Allen, and he says in reviewing Restless in L.A. album, a couple albums back there, Davey Allen has cut some amazing music over the years, many of them 5-star tracks. I'm a huge fan. Restless in L.A. is easily the best thing he's ever done. I put in parentheses, so far. Stunningly beautiful and powerful. Immense and intense power! Exclamation point. Big fuzz and liquid playing. Often hard, fast, and dangerous, but even in the most relaxed and frivolous mood, Davey Allen's guitar conveys a disquieting menace. That's part of what makes this sound so unique and so attractive. The writing is consistently strong and melodic, and the guitar wizardry unsurpassed. Top drawer biker fuzz, as only King Fuzz can make it. Well, there you go. It's
well,
Dirt.
What a review, huh? Well, he is something.
That's right. And, and that guy can complain over a lot of stuff. So, I mean, he brings a high standard to bear. So, congrats.
There's a lot of
folks who just, us folks. I should say a lot, as if they're third persons. I mean, the Davey Allen sound is like one of the most recognized guitar sounds around. Hmm. So how did that whole sound like come to be? How did you latch onto it? Why did you just stick with it?
Oh my goodness! When the Wild Angels came along,
about 67.
66, the movie.
Okay.
And I knew we were going to do some heavy things. In my head, I thought, is there a way to make my guitar seem like it's a motorcycle? a musical motorcycle. So that got me into this gnarly fuzz sound. And once I started doing that, I couldn't stop. And one thing I've noticed, and people have noticed, they say, well, how come they'll give me a different pedal to use? And they'll say, well, you still sound like you. I don't understand it. I have no clue why.
So you mean that where you would think that the pedal would give you a totally different sound, you still have the signature sound.
Yeah.
It overwhelms the
I don't get
the box.
It. I guess. I don't understand it. But I'll accept it.
Well, you do play occasionally. I mean, you do play without the fuzz on at some of your recordings, I know.
A little bit, yeah. I'll do some background things, maybe a little differently, different sound.
Well, you got you mentioned you're playing with Sam Bull and Dusty Watson on Sam Bull on bass and Dusty Watson on drums here, playing at the Turf Club. You're going to be bringing the same crew that you played last time.
Yeah.
Is that correct? So Sam Bull on bass,
Sam on bass, and Pete Curry, who was he's also in the Neanderthals. And he's in little straitjackets. And this is his third time as an Arrow.
Oh, really?
He was my Arrow in the 80s. And he came back, a drummer. And then he came back in 98 and played bass on an album. And we hadn't seen each other for 10 years until we did this thing last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. Well, did he have to relearn much? Well, any new stuff?
Yeah, yeah, but there's a couple of things he remembered doing way back.
Really?
Yeah.
You beat it into him then?
Oh, yeah, oh, definitely.
I could sense the fear on stage. Clear, it was clear and palpable. But
yeah, when I look at him, he gets a little nervous. What did I do wrong?
Well, I tell you, that was a great show, and we're looking forward to seeing it tomorrow. Over there seeing you tomorrow. And we'll be coming back here. We're going to play two more tracks here from Davy Allen. Because why? Because we enjoy it, and because you, the highly valued Radio Rumpus Room listenership, demand it. Let's see, Gene, we got, I think we got Glory Stompers off of Retrophonic new version queued
yes,
up, do we not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we come, coming at you on Radio Rumpus Room. Did I have to tell you again? We'll be right back.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored in part by Rice Street Music Memorabilia, 2768 Rice Street in St. Paul, offering a variety of new and used CDs and high-definition vinyl, including early rock and roll, soul, R&B, country, folk, and jazz music. More information at 651-756-7027 or ricestreetmusic.com.
Hey, Earth the Ready Rumpus Room, Earth the Ready Rumpus Room.
We're here.
There we go. Hey, we just heard Davey Allen and the Arrows doing Quiver off of Restless in L.A. Is that correct, Gene?
Yes.
I want to make sure I was in the right, knowing where I was here. And also heard Glory Stompers off of Davey's newest album, brand new, called Retrophonic on the Aerodynamic label. And we are talking with Mr. Davey Allen, who is showing up and going to be playing tomorrow night. With the Trashmen, the Neanderthals, and St. Paul's 99ers at the Spinouts Record Showcase at the Turf Club in St. Paul. University Avenue, just this side, my side, from Snelling Avenue there. And, Davey, great sounded tunes.
Well, thank you very much. You know, one of the tunes, I didn't ask you to play it because it's so awful, called Devil's Rumble. It was on the...
That's one of my friend Bob's favorite songs.
Oh, my gosh. It was on the... Devil's Angels soundtrack, and it was used. Tarantino used it in Inglourious Basterds this year.
Oh yeah!
So I finally made some money this year.
But you don't particularly like you didn't particularly like the track, but you like it more now.
Well, I didn't see the movie, so I don't know how it fit in. But I was thrilled that he did it, that he used it.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Well. He likes to dig. We know a lot of people attribute Quentin Tarantino and Pulp Fiction to starting off the whole surf resurgence. So, you have been or have ever been a surf musician, but as that fine fuzz instrumental sound goes,
oh yeah,
unsurpassed.
Thank you so much.
Well, yeah. Well, hey, you know, we got to... I don't know. Where did this last half hour go, Gene?
It just flew by.
Wow.
It's been stolen from us. Perhaps we've been one of these visitations from a flying saucer or something. Been spirited away. I lost track of 15 minutes of my time. But we've been talking to Mr. Davey Allen here. And Davey, we're very much looking forward to seeing you and the band over at the Turf Club tomorrow night.
Are you going to be there?
Oh, you...
How could you not be there?
Unless I'm a victim of a UFO abduction, yes, I will be there.
Oh, good.
And absolutely, I would not miss that for anything.
Good, glad to hear it.
So thanks much for coming by the Radio Rumpus Room Garage, and we definitely look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, Turf Club, St. Paul. Anybody who's anybody,
will be there.
And has a brain in their head is going to be there. That includes half of the Radio Rumpus Room listenership. So. My dearest friends. Well, hey, Gene, we got to be going.
That's right. Stay tuned for Crap from the Past coming up momentarily here with Christmas music. And, hey, thanks for everybody for listening.
Thanks for giving us your time.
Yeah.
Check us out next week. We're gonna be gone. But DJ Rock the Monkey is going to be here rocking their monkey like nobody's business.
Yeah, that's right.
So stay tuned. Mr. Gron Gerber coming up right now with Crap from the Past.